All right, how are we looking today? November's here. I feel it. I feel it out there.
Anything to lead us off with today?
Oh, whatever you guys want. I'm here for you.
I know it was a long, long time ago at the Super Bowl against the Panthers, and I think there's only a few players on each side that were in the game, but in terms of general approach that they play with offensively, do you see parallels to when you were preparing to face them defensively, to what they do now?
It was quite a bit different. You know, Henning was a very game plan, running game coach. I think these guys are more, you know, they have their system. It's well balanced, but it's not, you know, like 10 new plays every week. And Dahome was a lot different quarterback than Newton, Steve Smith. But yeah, I'd say it's quite a bit different.
When you look back at that game, are there any parts of the game itself that kind of stick out? Maybe how drastically changed, or
the results? Yeah. No, it was a crazy game. Like, there was no offense in the first quarter, and then there was a lot of scoring right before the half, and then it was, as I remember, not a whole lot of offense there in the third quarter, and then all hell broke loose in the fourth quarter. Nobody could stop anybody. It was just up and down the field. So,
Bill, I know every season is different, but you guys typically play well in the second half. What factors maybe combine to allow that to happen? Is it just team improvement? Is it sharper focus? Is it a playoff push?
I think it's definitely improvement. But, you know, I don't know if any of that means anything this year or not. I mean, we'll see. This year is this year. And I don't think last year or 10 years before really has any bearing on it. We'll just see what we can do this year. But, you know, we need to improve, obviously. There's a lot of things we can do better than we did in the first 9 games of the season. Talked about some of those in the bye week we've been working on, some of them we've been working on all year. We've seen some results, and there's still a long way to go. So hopefully our best football is in front of us.
Bill, how important is Rob Gronkowski to the blocking scheme? And I ask that because we often see what he can do down the field, but considering their front seven and the pressure they can get on the quarterback, how important is it going to be for him to protect the line and protect Tom?
Yeah, well, I think Rob gives good balance to his position. You know, he can block, he can run, he can catch. So, you know, he creates, gives us balance in whatever we ask him to do, pass protection, run blocking, possession passing, downfield passing, red area. So he's, you know, a guy that whatever the play calls for, whatever we need to do, you know, we feel like he has a pretty good opportunity to do it. So that definitely helps us overall on the offense.
Is the expectation that based on his recovery from the injuries, he can be as good as he was in the past, or is there a little bit less of it?
We'll just keep going day to day. I don't know.
Their ends, Hardy and Johnson, they stand them up from time to time?
Not much. Yeah, not much. They're usually down.
And they pretty much play the whole game?
Yeah. And they, you know, they roll, you know, they roll them inside a little bit. But most of the time, they're on the edge. But they do have a couple 3 defensive end packages.
In terms of the first-year general manager, Dave Gettleman, I mean, any background with him, and on top of that, what imprint, if any, do you see him putting on the team as you've prepared to face him?
Well, I think the imprint's obvious is what their approach is on the defensive line. It's very similar to what the Giants did, you know, when they drafted Short and Lutelele. To go with the ends they had, I mean, they got that same kind of front that the Giants had where they had, you know, I'd say more defensive linemen than you can play at once, but they either played him in rotation or they, like the Giants, they moved Kiwanuka to linebacker in on early downs and that type of thing. So, you know, I think the idea is to try to get these guys, you know, get depth, get quality and depth on the defensive line position and build around it. I mean, obviously they have a good middle linebacker and they have, Davis is a good linebacker too, so when they go to nickel they have 2 very active linebackers there. You know, fast guys that are productive to go with the defensive front. So I think they're building from the front 7, which is, I'd say, similar to what the Giants did. You know, the Giants had a string of big draft choices there, you know, with going all the way back to Strahan, but, you know, the Kiwanuka, JPP, and drafted a couple inside guys, and they signed Canny this year. They've just, when they signed Canny from Dallas a few years ago, they brought him in there, and bringing DeJuan Edwards back. I think there's definitely some similarities to building the depth at that position that Dave's looks like that's what he's trying to do. I don't know. I have to ask him, but looks like it.
Bill Rivera played for Buddy Ryan and, of course, coached for Jim Johnson. He said the difference was that with Buddy, he would blitz anytime. He would come after you all out. With Johnson, it was more of a control blitz. He would pick his spots, I guess. Is that reflected in what you see from Carolina's defense with Sean McDermott?
No, I don't see that. I think they're primarily a zone team. And then they have some pressure zones, blitz zones, where they bring one or two guys off a side and drop ins in a coverage and that type of thing. And then they, obviously play some man, but some of their man is just zone that's matched. So it's zone, and then they just match the receivers when they come into the zone. Some of it's pure zone. And then they do play some man, but less than, a lot of other teams, certainly less than Buddy played, which was mainly man-based, and Jimmy Johnson played, a lot more man too. I'd say this is they're a good defensive team, but I'm just saying, but their style of play is more zone, blitz zone oriented. They do a lot of four-man rushes, kind of like the Giants did, going back to that group. So we were talking about them. They get a lot of pressure with the front four. They don't need to blitz a lot. They do it, and they get production out of it. But they're not a big man-to-man team. They play it, but it's more of a change-up for them as opposed to their lead defense. But I'd say it's quite a bit different from what Jimmy and Buddy ran, but more like what he ran when he was at San Diego, Rivera.
Are you guys able to simulate Cam Newton in practice in any way, or he's just such a
I don't know if there's any other team in the league that could simulate Cam Newton. He's big, he's fast, very athletic guy. I think our quarterbacks can throw, but they can't run like Cam can.
For guys like Chandler and Rob Ninkovich, are they in a tough spot because they would want to get after him, but they got to stay honest because he can run, and plus their running game help?
Yeah, well, we've seen plenty of running quarterbacks. We saw that from, obviously, Geno Smith and Manuel and, every week we're in a tough spot. We're sitting here talking about Matt Ryan, and we're talking about Cam Newton. They're different, but they're both really good players, and they each bring their own challenges. So, every week's a challenge. It's definitely, Cam's got his style of play and his game, and that's a challenge for us. But, so do all the other guys we played. Roethlisberger, that was a challenge. So it's a challenge every week. It's National Football League.
Bill, based on the numbers, it seems like Stephen Gostkowski is maybe having one of his best seasons since he's joined you. Do you feel that way? Do you see it that way?
Yeah, I think he's had a good year. Yep, he's kicked off well, and he's other than the field goal before the half in the first Jet game, he's been really consistent with his field goal and extra point kicking. So he's had a good year.
With the weather conditions changing and getting colder, I think you grew up in Buffalo. The college ball at Memphis, did that play any role at all when you guys were thinking about drafting him based on where he had been?
No, I wouldn't say so. Or minimal. You don't discount. All the information you have on a player is somewhat relevant. I don't want to say it's not relevant, but, he had a good career at Memphis. He's a good athlete. He played baseball. He's a competitive athlete. He did more than just kick. He played competitively, in baseball, and I think that certainly was attractive to his overall approach and training for the game, his position, his mental, stability, mental toughness, concentration, all those things. I think those were a lot bigger factors than where he grew up.
How much of a difference does that make with a kicker fitting in on a team in your eyes, the fact that he is a good athlete and has that experience?
I think it's definitely a plus. We had that with Adam when he was here, who was another, I think the fact that they grew up in cold weather, I don't think that hurt them, South Dakota or Buffalo or wherever it is. But, guys like Adam and Steve that, trained with the players, did their off-season program, conditioned with them, it's just the overall helps the chemistry and you know, the makeup of the team. I don't think it's a necessity. I mean, I've been on plenty of teams where the kickers were, that wasn't the case, you know, it was true when Matt Barr was here. I was here with Matt back in, at the Giants, and then in, he was here earlier, and actually it was before I got here because Adam was here in 96, but I guess it was with the Giants. But, guys like that, that's certainly a plus. But, I don't think it's a necessity. I think there's plenty of kickers that's not who they are, and still they're really good players and they're good kickers in the league. So,
Adam and Steve are obviously very good athletes. Have you ever told a kicker, stay away from trying to tackle because of concern?
No. But, obviously some guys are, better than others. And, again, I've been fortunate. I've had a lot of those guys. Jennings at the Giants was a very good athlete. In fact, when they had the one of those like competitions back in the early 80s, he actually won it, over a bunch of other guys that were position players. Tom Tupa, who we had at Cleveland, was here in 96. I mean, he was a terrific athlete. So, overall, I'd say we've been pretty fortunate to, have guys that were athletic or, punters that, at least had good hand-eye coordination, were holders and be able to, handle the ball cleanly and sometimes do some things with it.
So when you play a team you haven't seen in 4 years and, new coach, new coordinators, new quarterback, and you can't really use your old film so much, how do you pick apart, film from this season with them? Do you look at, very specific things? Because no other team's doing exactly what you're doing.
Right. Well, I think it all starts in the offseason. I think when you have a team like this or, like we had with Atlanta and New Orleans earlier in the year, you look at them and you look at their 2012 season and you see what the makeup of the team is, what they're trying to do, what their basic, makeup is, what they're successful at, what they have trouble with. And then as you look at this season, you kind of compile that a little bit with last year. If it's the same, then it's the same. If it's different, then what are the differences and, why have they gone the way they've gone? Is that because of personnel? Is it because they've changed their philosophy? Is it, what is it? And I think that's kind of the way you try to get a handle of a team. But, when you have a new team like we started with this year with the Jets, with a new coordinator. I mean, we knew Marty, but he was new there. And then Buffalo with, again, a new staff there with Doug coming from Syracuse and so forth. You don't really have much to go on. I mean, you're looking at maybe the coordinator with a different team and different personnel. I mean, that's, you're kind of laying out a, you're penciling in a game plan, but there's a lot of unknowns. But I think if you go to a team like Carolina with, I know Shula's a new coordinator, but he was there, and obviously there was going to be a carryover from what Rob did, and Rivera was there, and, you have a lot better idea from year to year. And I would say we took our notes from 2012, put them with what we have this year, and I'd say there's a lot of things that are the same, and the things that are different, we've noted those and said, okay, well, it looks like they've made a little bit of a shift here, and so it's a little bit different than what we saw in the off season, but we understand why they're doing it and so forth. And so I think it all starts in the off season. I think if you just try to pick up, watch three or four films on a team that you don't know very well from not having played them in 3 or 4 years, you could easily miscalculate something, whether it's their personnel. Maybe you're seeing a guy that's not quite 100%, and then you get him and he is 100%, or you don't see a guy for whatever reason do what he can really do, and then all of a sudden it hits you, and then you get surprised by it, or scheme-wise, you see something that, you should have seen, but you just didn't do enough homework on it. Well, then that's, you try not to let that happen. And that can happen if you only look at a couple games on the team, even though they're the most recent ones.
Same question at the start about their offense, looking back at the Super Bowl to now. I mean, any parallels to then on defense with them and what they do?
I'd say more on defense than offense, yeah. I mean, four-man line. John was more of a quarters coach at that time, and a lot of blitz zone, and probably higher percentage, but I'd say X's and O's are probably similar. Maybe the percentage has come out a little bit different ratios, but similar, real good front four like Carolina had, that tremendous group there. you know, starting with Peppers, but I mean that whole group was really good, and schematically closer to what they're doing now.
Well, as much time as they take off the clock offensively, you've got a lot of long drives this year, a lot of time of possession. And does the value of time of possession vary based on the team itself, and what does it tell you about Carolina? I mean, how much stock do you put in that stat alone?
Yeah, well, I think it's like probably a lot of stats we could talk about in here. I think that it's relevant. I certainly don't think it's as important as points. So, you know, the time of possession is a function of, as you said, running the ball and taking time off the clock. It's also a function of not being on the field very much defensively, which they're not. So when you look at their third down conversions on offense, which is very good, and the amount of plays that they play on defense, I mean, first of all, they don't give up very many points. They've played from ahead quite a bit, which, you know, anytime you play from ahead in the second half of the game, you know, you normally would have a time possession advantage just because of the situation in the game, you know, not necessarily that's the game, but that's the situation of the game. They've been in that position, you know, a number of times. So, you know, I think there's some factors that are involved in that. But, I mean, they're definitely a, you know, they're not a fast tempo offense. That's not really their deal, or at least it hasn't been. I'm not saying they can't do it, but it's not like they're going to try to see how fast they can get to the line of scrimmage and run the play. They change personnel. They run the ball. They run the ball on third down more than any team in the league. They convert a lot of third down, so that keeps them on the field for extended possessions. They have a lot of long drives. You know, they haven't had a ton of, you know, like 80-yard plays. That they haven't had a lot of those this year. At one, you know, 70-yard pass play or whatever it was to LaFell. And, you know, but that's, you know, they're not having that kind of, you know, big play. So they're grinding it out. They're making first downs. They're getting off the field on defense. And then they're back out there again, grinding it out, getting first downs. And so that's why you got a 8-minute time possession discrepancy in their favor. And that's, you know, I don't think it's good or bad. I think it's that's the way they play, and it's definitely working for them. So it's good, but I think that, you know, it's really how their total team plays, and that's they play a good complementary game. They don't get a lot of penalties, so they don't give up a lot of extra possessions on defense, on, you know, personal foul and defensive interference penalties and stuff like that, and they don't stop a lot of drives, you know, on offensive penalties, you know, with false starts and holdings and, you know, all that stuff. So, you know, they're usually offensively moving the ball forward, and defensively they make you beat them. They make you execute, you know, play after play after play after play to get the ball in the end zone. And people are having a lot of trouble doing that. So that's kind of their formula. You know, they like to return the ball in the return game. They have a fast returner. Get the ball in his hands. He's an explosive guy. It's very dangerous, and it's created some good field position for him. Kicker's made, you know, all his kicks, I mean, except one last week. You know, that'll punter with a strong leg, can change field position. So they, you know, they play a good complementary game in all three phases. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They're well coached. They play with good fundamentals and techniques. Don't turn the ball over much. Turn it over a lot on defense. And that's all part of the winning formula, which I would say all those things are more important than time of possession. I think time of possession is kind of a function of third down conversions and playing from ahead and, you know, converting third downs than it is just time of possession. You know, we had the ball more than you did. I think it's, you know, the other things that are doing that are causing them to have the ball more.
Are you seeing them execute all of those phases just a lot better in the last five games in the start, or are there any other major differences?
Well, I mean, they lost the Buffalo game on the last play, so, I mean, obviously could have very easily won that one. They, you know, they're ahead of Seattle 7-6 until midway in the fourth quarter, you know, which that's a pretty good football team. So, you know, they get beat on a long pass play, then they drive the ball all the way down the field, and they fumble the ball on the 5-yard line going in to win 14-12, or the, I don't know. You know, we would have put them ahead 13-12 if they'd scored and they fumbled the ball on whatever it was, 5-yard line, 8-yard line, or something like that. So, I mean, those two games, they could have very easily won. The Arizona game, you know, they got beat against Arizona. Arizona played well, and that wasn't their best game. So, you know, I wouldn't say it's I mean, they look like the same team to me. You know, you take a couple plays out of that game or take a couple plays out of the San Francisco game, and, you know, I mean, they could have gone either way. But, you know, you still see a good football team that's doing a lot of things well. It's just they're either winning or they're coming down to the final possession. I mean, they could easily have 8 wins, 9 wins here, you know. I mean, other than the Arizona game, I mean, there's no reason why they couldn't have beat Buffalo and Seattle. They're ahead late in the fourth quarter in both those games. And they, you know, they were ahead, and then they were behind against San Francisco and, you know, came back, kicked a field goal, and then, you know, ran out the clock and had a stop on defense. So they're doing what they need to do to win in the fourth quarter, and they're playing pretty good. I mean, they're playing real good in the first half. I mean, they're playing great in the first quarter and playing good in the first half. So they're ahead. I mean, it's a good, solid football team. All right. See you in Carolina.